Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Two Girls with a Press Pass. Today, we are going to be talking about Disney Channel.
Disney
Disney
Channel.
Channel. I'm so excited
I'm
because
so excited.
I grew up with Disney and Nickelodeon, so
As did I.
look at us. But I do have something from the last episode to
Oh
tell Chloe that
my
I'm so
goodness.
excited about.
And she's been making me wait all day. She wouldn't tell me earlier. She
No.
said, "Wait, and you're going to get the live reaction on the podcast." So here we are.
So, last episode we were talking about Twilight, and I did give you a little bit of information on like the parody movies, but what you don't know is there's something new coming.
What?
Yeah.
That they will
New.
cast me in?
They might.
Really?
So, this is real. Taylor Lautner, our King, don't read it. Our King Jacob is releasing a new show called Werewolf Hunter, where
No.
he plays in a movie where he is a werewolf, aka Twilight, and then he finds out werewolves are real, and he
What?
starts hunting them.
Dude, and I can be in it too. And I'm there too.
It's a comedy, and he said it with his secret calling as a member of a society of werewolf trackers. It is currently in development with no release date yet announced.
Oh
There
my
is a whole
gosh.
article by Variety that did it, so can confirm it is real, not just propaganda.
Are you kidding me?
But yeah, Taylor
Oh
Lautner
my gosh.
is releasing. I pulled it up on Chloe's phone, so she's getting to kind of
You
read it
have
a little
got to
bit.
be kidding me.
I know. I was told about it, and I was told I had to
I want to be in it. Guys.
you.
Look, if I stop being a journalist, I think you all know why. It's because I have to be cast in the Taylor Lautner movie. So,
It's a TV
the
show.
TV show.
If it's a movie, though,
I'm just
I
I'm more
wonder.
of
I
a
don't know.
vampire girl myself,
Me
you
too.
know? It's
Me
like if
too.
I would only, like part of the joy of being Bella is because at the end of the day, Bella chooses Edward.
You right. You real.
Like
You right. Yeah.
I'm not Bella because Jacob is there. I'm Bella because she chooses Edward. I know I'm a hater, but I would still be in it because I love Taylor Lautner.
I'd be in it just to kiss Taylor Lautner.
Yeah. Even though he's like 40.
And
Okay, it's fine.
okay.
It's fine. Paige
Attractive is still
is
attractive.
22,
It's fine. It's
so
legal.
yeah, whatever. All right.
Oh yeah, this is technically still the intro, even though we're 3 minutes in.
Yeah, sorry. Not
If you
really.
guys are listening to on Spotify, hello, welcome. Thank
Yes.
you so much for
Hi,
listening.
Spotify, again.
Feel free to comment. Comments are available on
And if you
Spotify.
can't get them to work on Spotify, you can always comment on our social medias as well.
Yes,
And we are
absolutely.
always taking ideas. If y'all want to hear something that you didn't get to hear or you have opinions, start tippy typing away and
Tell
we
us about
will
it.
listen.
I would love that.
All right.
Disney time.
This is
Oh
today's
my God.
topic is Disney Channel, as was said before.
Yeah. What do we start with?
Okay. I think you should start with the early days
Okay.
because you're older than I am
Right.
by
Well,
like 5 seconds. You're 5 seconds
pretty
older than I am,
much.
so.
Pretty much. So when I was growing up, I was very much a Disney and Nickelodeon kid. I wasn't like a only Disney, only Nickelodeon. I feel like there were kids like that, you
I
know?
was.
Really?
I was kind of an only Disney kid.
Okay. See,
I mean,
I was
I
all.
kind of.
I can't let Big Time Rush not have me.
Make
Oh.
it down. I can't. Don't look back. Don't hesitate.
Yeah.
No, I know. Well, I just like, and it wasn't like I wasn't allowed to do whatever.
No, yeah.
I just preferred
Preferred. Yeah.
Disney because I got like kind of. I loved iCarly
I
and all that, and like
love.
Victorious and stuff, but they just kind of
Yes.
overstimulated me.
Yeah.
And so I just kind of stuck with Disney because it
That's
just
fair.
felt more comfy. But continue.
That's fair. That's fair. So I Disney growing up would watch Hannah Montana, Wizards of Waverly Place. I'm trying to think. Oh God, what even are Disney shows technically?
Pretty much all of
Was
them.
Ant Farm Disney?
Yes.
Maybe.
But I think it
I watched
was,
that a lot.
maybe it was Disney XD.
It might have been.
I can't
I
remember. Ugh,
loved
Disney XD.
Disney XD. But like, and that's the thing is, I think I may have watched more Disney XD than Disney, because like, you know the ones
Really?
with the brothers that become the kings of the island?
No.
I think it's called Kings of the Island.
Creative.
Very, very much so. It
But
was,
no, I
okay,
don't
so
know
you
that one.
know Hannah Montana, okay. Hannah Montana,
Yes.
Lily.
Yes.
Lily's boyfriend.
Okay.
He was the main character on that.
Oh,
Yeah.
I know who you're talking about, but
Right.
I've
Yeah.
never seen it.
Yeah. But just to give a face to it,
Yeah,
that's,
that is
it was
helpful.
him. And then I really liked the like all of the skating and fighting shows. Like, I thought I was so
Yeah.
cool. I was like,
Yeah.
oh yeah, look at me
Yeah.
being edgy.
Disney XD was for like weird kids.
Hey.
But no, not in a bad way.
Okay,
Like
good.
in a
Good,
good
good,
way.
good.
Like it's like I don't know, you just were and like
Yeah.
it's like so maybe it was weird at the time.
Maybe.
But like it's cool.
It is
I think it
cool.
was cool at the time too, but
I do
whatever.
too. But I don't know. I feel like the early days of Disney were just like
Peak.
the best.
I
Like,
know.
when it comes to like, because when I think of the newer ones, I always think of like Ricky Dicky Dawn,
I
freaking
never watched that. I
Kid
don't.
Danger.
Kid Danger. I don't know any of these,
It
so.
was like older Disney shows that like sometimes I see
Like, they
clips on
like
my TikTok.
resurfaced.
Yeah.
Oh, I
Like, they're
see.
just on my TikTok feed for some reason, and I'm just like,
Oh, speaking
okay.
of, did you know that,
Oh
like,
no.
Wizards of Waverly Place is doing, like, a reboot? Yeah.
Yeah.
And it looks. I see it on my TikTok often.
Yeah.
And it does not look very
It
good.
does not look good at all. Like, at all.
No.
And like, I one of the clips that I saw of it was Justin and his wife, and I was like, so they had Justin marry the most similar person to, what was the best friend's name? It's not Heather, it's something like that. Who is this Waverly
Wizards
Place?
was a little bit before my time.
Oh, that's so sad.
I watched it a little bit.
Her fun dresses.
I watched it like, oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yes.
Han Ugh.
I know. Not Heather, not Hannah. Something.
Oh man, what was her
I
name?
don't know.
We'll figure it out and we'll update you next episode.
If we remember.
Yeah, if we remember, but yeah. Okay, so how are we feeling? So your early days of Disney were Wizards.
Wizards, Hannah, Camp Rock.
Camp Rock.
Camp Rock!
I loved Camp Rock.
Me too. And very much, very, a lot of High School Musical. Like,
Oh,
that was,
yeah.
like, when I was in middle
Duh.
school was when it was coming out. So it was like, that was everything.
Yes.
Like, when I would go play Little League soccer, and then we would all go over to one girl's house, and we'd all watch every single one.
And
And
they're so good.
she had it on Blu-ray, so, like,
That's what I
that's
like
the
to
friend's
see.
house you went to.
I had like the triple pack was like gifted to me with all three movies on Blu-ray. I know.
Freaking
I know.
lucky.
Yeah.
I did
I
though. I
loved.
like as a kid, because I think Hannah Montana started coming out before I was born. So when I was like 5 or 6, and my family listening to this is gonna be like, oh my gosh, yeah.
Shout out Paige's family.
No, you guys are gonna be mean about this later, so not shout out you guys. When I was like 6 on Mother's Day, you know, just being a little 6-year-old, you know, being all happy.
Right.
I'm watching Hannah Montana and I tell my mom, hey, put in my video. I was like, because they were putting things in the commercials that were like, post a video of you singing
Yeah,
and you can be Minnie Miley.
Yeah.
And so I made my mom,
You kind
I
of are Minnie Miley.
pretty much, I always
You
assumed I
kind of
was.
look like Miley Cyrus a
I
little
convinced
bit.
myself I was. I was like, I am her.
You are to Miley Cyrus as Chloe is to Bella Swan.
Exactly. I was Miley.
Are
And
Miley.
so I wrote, produced, and edited a Mother's Day song.
That's what I like to see.
I put in background music. Like, it was a whole production. And my family plays it at every chance they can. And it is the, I hate it. I hate it.
I would love to hear this song. So
it's really bad. It's very much, I love you, Mom. You're awesome. You're so beautiful. Just like over and over again. And hey, it's me, I mean, dancing yeah. in the basement. Mm-hmm. And just like, I had stolen the Christmas tree skirt. Because we have like a right. really, really big Christmas tree. Like yeah. it's like 12 feet tall. So the skirt Lucky. Was like 5 feet around. And I would wear it as like a,
yes, strapless, a strapless dress. Yes. Those are my obsession.
Literally.
I was obsessed with like strapless
oh, yeah.
anything. I was like, that is so cool.
I am so cool.
That I feel like that's like 2000s girl moment.
Yeah. That and wearing three days. Tank tops from Justice. At once.
Oh, I was all over that. I specifically wearing... the ones where like they were all built into each other. Like, oh, it was yeah. like three tank tops yeah. like sewn together.
Yeah. 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 And if not, I'm gonna wear my neon pink, my neon blue, right. and on top, my neon green.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm gonna flip it.
And pink then on maybe top. Sometimes maybe a white one just maybe to white? Add maybe? A little bit of something.
Right?
Some ruffles, some sparkles. Right.
Okay. Oh my god, I loved those.
We accidentally got off topic.
Oops.
But my
yeah what was your Disney
my Disney was I watched a little like Hannah Montana and mm-hmm. stuff like that when I was really young. Mm-hmm. I was probably like 5 or 6.
Oh, okay.
A my childhood
Austin and Ally, that's the show I thought yeah, of yeah. that's the one I kept forgetting.
See, that was
sorry.
One of mine. But my like first childhood Disney Channel was Shake It Up. Yep,
dude.
Yep.
I also that put in peak. A video for Shake It Up.
I loved I Shake It Up.
I sent in my edition.
And I would play Shake It Up at recess. And
how do you play Shake It Up?
I don't know, but I was always CeCe.
Mm.
Well, I was blonde at the time, yeah. so, you know.
Yeah.
And then my friends blonde would like fight dyslexic. Over who was Roxy. or Rocky. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think it was Rocky.
No, my favorite thing about Shake It Up is how they had that whole thing with Bella Thorne, and she came out. She was like, guys, I have dyslexia.
It was
and
like then, it was a terminal cancer. Yes. Like, that's how they talked about it.
No, I have something else to add on to that as well. Oh, I hope God. I don't forget it later. But then they made her come out with that song.
Yes!
That was like, be my BFF, because I DK what's going next, and I'll be LMHO with the rest. So TTYLXOX. And it was like, oh my gosh. And she was like, I have dyslexia, and then dropped that.
And Zendaya was right there. No, she was literally right there. Why? Literally. The fact that Disney didn't give her more songs.
Mm-hmm. I like the crossover of Selena Gomez singing the Shake It Up intro song.
Yes.
That's what I like to see.
I like that. I like that.
I was an OG Selena Gomez fan.
I am a Selena I had the stan.
CD. I would play Selena Gomez CD in my Shake It Up CD player. Ooh. That's what I would do.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that.
I was like that.
I love that. But wait, what was the other thing?
Oh, it was about Girl Meets World.
I didn't like that one.
Girl Meets World is overhated.
I am
Hot
a hater.
Take. Girl Meets World was so good. So good that I watched it twice. All the way through. I loved Girl Meets World. It was like the perfect amount of like, this is dramatic. But that is definitely one where I run it back today and I'm like, mm-hmm. what? Specifically mm-hmm. the part.
Farkle?
Yes.
Where they're like, no, you're not. You're yes. not. Yes. Don't tell them you're not.
Yes, bro. I'm the sorry? Part where Farkle.
That is his name.
In like, he gets diagnosed with autism.
As one does.
And they are like, well, tell them you're not. Like, no, you don't.
No.
And it's like,
they, like,
guys,
sit him down in their room. And they're like, listen.
We've got to tell him.
Everyone has to know.
You don't have autism. And it was like, it's not that big of a deal. It's
I
fine.
Know, it's okay.
And so, like, a lot that of people got weird. It. And then I keep watching these, like, cringe compilations. Mm. And they are all of Girl Meets World. And probably. I forgot how bad it was. I
especially
really
Lucas.
Yep, I was just the about country to bring boy that up. When he like is fighting with that kid.
Yes, yes, and he pushes him up against the locker,
and then he like pushes him up against the lockers, and he's like, "I'm built like a horse," and he's like,
"Dude, I forget how bad Lucas was."
But that was like, I watched that straight face as a kid, and I was like, "Oh my gosh."
I'm not even gonna
He's
lie.
eating him up.
Dude, as a kid, Lucas?
Lucas? Yeah.
You
I
can
was
get
like,
it.
hello. Hello, Lucas. No, I like, that was the original, like, Bella Swan. Is that, like, as a kid, I convinced myself that I was
Riley.
Riley, which is not. No, not good. Not good. But yeah, that is another thing. And it's like, I can't
No.
believe they. Because, like, Girl Meets World wasn't that old.
No.
It was like, because Girl Meets World was going down, I would say I was probably in fourth grade. So, yeah. But it was like, for a kid, the perfect
Oh yeah.
thing of like dramatic, but also like kid friendly. And so I liked it. That was probably, would I go back and watch it now? Absolutely not. Was it my
See,
favorite at the time? Yes.
that's what I did recently with Big Time Rush. I like re-saw an episode and I was like, was it always this bad? Like it was the episode where they get their new apartment with the slide. And it's like they all like run through and they go through the slide and then that one kid's mom shows up who's actually a housewife.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, this is
You tough
hard to
watch.
watch.
Yeah. I also I did like Austin and Ally, and shout out to the anti-bullying thing. Do you remember that
Dude,
ad where it was
yes.
like It was like, Austin Moon smells like feet. Nice one. And they would just like read their own
Yeah,
hate
they were and they
comments.
were sitting like in the like where they shot the show. It was like in the
Yes.
little story, and they were like, "Allie talks like she can't read."
That's clever. And they
Huh?
would make like little witty
Yeah, and they'd be
comebacks.
like, "Well, I just read your comment, girl."
Like one-liners that were not funny. And I
No.
was like, wow.
No.
Wow. That
Yeah.
Disney Channel was. Man, it was so good.
But it
But
just slowly died.
it really did. And Jesse.
I really liked
I
Jesse.
loved
I
Jesse.
really
I
liked
love
Jesse.
Jesse. Specifically, I don't know why I watched this one over and over again, but the one where her and Tony get stuck in the teacup.
Yes,
Yes, that was
yes.
like my favorite episode.
Mine was the one with the mean nanny.
Yes,
Yes, and
and.
Zuri beats her up.
Zuri was
Literally,
always eating.
I love Zuri.
I was more of an Emma girl
Oh, I
myself.
was too. I was like, but also I was a Luke girl.
Oh, I loved Luke.
Because in my brain, I like knew as a kid when I was watching it, I was like, Luke is my age. He could be my husband.
Right?
I was unfortunately wrong.
I was not conscious of that, and I don't
Yeah.
think that Luke was my age. I think that Luke was like 5 years older than me.
Yeah, I think he was like a year or two older than me.
Lucky.
But it's just like, I feel like Disney Channel's kind of, it's just not what it
Old.
was. Like
No.
it was Waverly crossover, Sweet Life. Sweet
Yes!
Life!
Yes,
Sweet
Sweet
Life.
Life.
Oh
Oh
my
my gosh.
gosh. But like, remember when it was like Hannah, Sweet Life on deck with Hannah
Yes,
Montana at the Wizards,
and the like
Waverly
the
Place?
Jesse like Good Luck Charlie comes to New York.
Yes!
Yes.
Yes!
Yes.
Like,
That
those
was
were
awesome.
so good. And like, whenever we found out it was happening, it was just like so much
I
excitement.
know. And like the holiday seasons where it
Yes.
would be like, what was it called? It was like Burr something or.
Yes, I know what
And
you're talking
then they did one
about.
for Halloween. And it was like. Okay, this is a little bit of a tangent, but Club Penguin. Club
I love Club
Penguin.
Penguin.
I was all over Club Penguin. I had the Rainbow Puffle. I did
Oh.
not. Yeah. I was
Yeah, I was never that
pretty.
good at it.
I was pretty diehard about Club Penguin.
I wasn't that
And
good.
like the Halloween one
Ooh.
where they would up like do the Disney Channel Halloween and they'd like do the thing and it was like, ooh. Yeah. I loved that.
It just, I feel sad that like the kids today, they don't have like
I
Disney
know.
Channel shows. Like there's
I
like I
know.
feel like maybe like three or four coming out right now. But I feel
Maybe.
like
And like one of them is just a reboot of Wizards. It's just
yeah, and the other
coming
one's a
back.
reboot of Girl Meets World, which was a reboot of Boy Meets
Boy Meets
World.
World. Yeah.
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 And then the reboot of High School Musical.
The musical, the series?
Yeah.
I didn't know they were still doing that.
I don't think they
I
are.
don't think they are either.
I think they.
Because Olivia Rodrigo was in that. And
Yeah.
she's like
Yeah.
She's out of Disney.
Real.
She's
queen for that.
Hey, she's breaking free. Get it?
Soaring, flying.
If you...
We've sang three times already.
Fun fact, I was in High School Musical. In high school.
What?
Yeah. I was in a production of High School Musical in high school.
I thought you meant you, like, went to the school.
No.
Because isn't the school in, like, California?
It's in Arizona.
Arizona.
In, what's that one? What is it called? It's called, it's the town in Arizona, and it's, like, I don't know. I'm going to be so mad when I...
I'm really bad at geography. I'm
Yeah, but it's in Arizona, and... Yeah.
Sorry, we're looking at the notes that we finally made.
High School Musical. All three of them were good.
They were.
Camp Rock.
Camp Rock!
Camp Rock! So good.
She's really good.
Camp Rock is so... It's so good. And I rewatched one of the Disney Channel movies recently. And I was like, this is not good. Can't remember what it was, though.
I can't rewatch them because I... rewatched the Wizards of Waverly Place movie freshman year of college. I was just having a down week. I had so many assignments. I was like, I just need something good.
Mm-hmm.
And so I put it on and I was like,
wait a minute.
Always this? Like, and like the plot wasn't too bad, but it was like the CGI. I do not remember it being that bad.
Yeah.
Like it's rough.
You know what's a good one though? The Good Luck Charlie Christmas movie.
Yes.
Did you watch that one? That one is so good.
I did like that one a lot.
That one, yeah, that one's really good.
I did like that one.
And then, okay, I wanted to talk about the Princess Protection Program.
I loved that movie so much. That was like one of my favorites ever. And I will rewatch it, and it is still good. I don't care.
It's good. It's so good.
And the one where Selena dances, A Cinderella Story.
Oh my gosh, I didn't watch Selena's Cinderella. I mean, I did watch it, but I was more of a,
Hilary Duff.
Name? Yeah, I was a Hilary Duff Cinderella story kind of girl myself.
I watched both.
I loved the Hilary Duff one.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Not as much as I loved Princess Protection Program.
No, Princess Ever. Protection Program comes out on top.
Always.
And specifically, so like, the part where they, like, go to the facility and they do... the makeup and the hair and stuff on everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like all of the princesses and they're all in these like fancy like dresses and stuff. Oh my gosh.
Oh, I forgot about that movie.
It's so good.
Oh, is there,
I like the, like, other, like the ones movies? Like that are just like the Disney Channel originals that like no one talks about Princess Protection Program.
Yeah.
Bring it back.
It's undertalked. It needs its recognition.
Yeah.
I mean, it has literally, like, it's Demi Lovato and Selena Gomez. Like, what that should have done better.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that it didn't immediately do amazing surprises me.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that it's still, like, not, like, a known, like, oh, yeah, that was, like, one of the Disney Channel originals.
Mm-hmm. And it's, it was so good.
It was so good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and, like, the music.
Ugh.
The Camp Rock music. The High School Musical songs. Still listen to them. You will still catch me in my car listening to those songs.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Shine On. Is that what it's called? Bring It On? No.
Bring It On with the cheerleaders?
No.
Oh, you know what's... Sorry, I have a new thought.
It's the rap battle one.
I don't know what you're talking about, girl.
They say true love is blind. That real romance is crime. You're like my favorite movie. Play in rewind, and baby, you're the finest.
What?
It is a Disney Channel original movie where this kid is like, he's a little poor kid, and he falls in love with this girl who's really rich, and his friend, who's way more social than he is, does like a steal your voice thing, and he performs on stage using his voice. Using the other guy's voice.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's like, actually, it was me. And the girl's like, you've been lying to me this whole time. You're a liar. Why would I believe you? And he was like, that's a good point. And then he rapped her. Yeah, he loved her. And then.
Wow.
and the one where they find the camera and. Oh.
What?
I
think you're going crazy.
Moon. Oh, my God, this is gonna bother me. You go. You had something.
Okay, I have something to say, and it's probably the worst Disney Channel original movie of all time. And it is Zapped. Bro, that movie's weird.
Dude, that movie's weird.
That movie's so
when
weird.
When they all start barking?
Yes, when they get on the... They start, like, panting.
Uh-huh.
And, like...
They're like, you know what? It's an assembly. Let's...
And then they like, wagging. Bark.
Yeah, yeah. And barking. Yeah.
And, like, in sync.
Yeah.
And then the cool, nonchalant kid with the beanie, he's like, yes. Why not?
Right.
And he, like, joins in, and it's like, wow, we really are all one. It's like, what is going
we
on?
We are all the same.
No, I watched Danny Gonzalez react to Zap recently.
What do you think?
You think it's weird, too.
Yeah.
It is weird. Yeah. It is weird.
It is weird.
The newer one, they should not have put my girl Zendaya through that.
No.
No, ma'am.
No.
Get her out of there. No. She deserved better.
She stayed too long with Disney.
She really did. Like,
and the fact that she did and is still so amazing today.
Mm-hmm. Is baffling.
Amazing. I love her.
I love her, too. But, like, she was there for a while with, like, Casey Undercover.
Yeah. Yeah.
She did the Zapped movie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She did...
Shake It Up.
Yeah. And she always did, like, her early music was mm-hmm. always, like, in between ads. So she was clearly mm-hmm. still contracted with them, even if she wasn't right. on a show or something. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. That was crazy. Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Oh.
That's where High School Musical is.
Okay. Look at you.
I'm glad I sorted that one out because that would have bothered me.
I still can't stop thinking about what that movie was. They're on the beach, and he's famous.
Oh,
and...
Teen Beach Movie?
No.
Oh, my gosh. But can we talk not about Teen Beach Movie?
That was... I like
Teen Beach Movie.
Those were good.
Yeah. Except the end of the second one, where they just forget everything.
I know.
I was like, who signed off on this?
What? The whole point of a sequel is to see what happens next, not what happened if we restarted.
It's like, imagine if, like, they went to the other world and then they all forgot about each other in the end. Like, sorry. Okay.
All right.
I only ever watched the first one, and it's, I don't know, I haven't watched in a long time, but I'd love to watch it.
I've seen both, but
I don't watch the second one because it makes me upset.
But before we get too away from the other topic.
Yes.
It does surprise me, though, that... Also, Selena Gomez made it out, and Demi made it out. Because I feel like, and that's the thing, is, like, they're kind of, like, the halfway outs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Versus,
like, Sabrina Carpenter made it, like, all the way out.
She made it all the way
out. And Olivia Rodrigo made it all the way out.
All the way, absolutely.
And Miley Cyrus did as well.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I think part of that is because mm-hmm. her dad sucked so bad.
Yeah.
And she immediately, once you're
Billy
Ray Montana,
Cyrus.
She was like, yeah, my dad sucks. And we were all like, what? Girl? What are you talking about?
And then him doing Old Town Road.
Oh my gosh.
I'll never forget.
Thumbs down.
Mm-mm. Thumbs down.
But then you got like, what is her name?
Whose name? I mean,
Freaky
like.
Freaky Friday.
Oh, Lindsay Lohan?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, like, she's recovering, kind of.
No, yeah, but I feel like I'm scared she's starting a new style of post-Disney actors, where it's, I was in Disney and I was known as this, like, really beautiful person,
mm-hmm.
and then I got Kim Kardashian facelift.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know who's also doing that?
Who?
What's her name? Candace something, and she was... in Full House. I know this isn't Disney, but she was DJ.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and it's like this new...
No, I saw her too.
Yeah, and it's like where they get so old, they reach mm-hmm. like, I mean, it's not that old.
No.
They're like 40.
Exactly.
And then they start doing like Hallmark and like ads.
I know. My mom loves Hallmark. And I'll like walk downstairs and I'm like...
Candace Cameron.
What?
I think that's her name.
Why are you on the TV right now playing a princess?
No, literally.
What is...
And it's like Lindsay Lohan in the fall. And
yeah.
I'm like,
and I'm like, what?
Why is she ice skating right now?
What is happening?
No, but I think she's getting better. I'm low-key proud of Lindsay Lohan.
Me too.
Because, you know, her and those green tea, mm-hmm. those tea mm-hmm. commercials. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She's getting there. But
slowly but surely.
Yeah.
I don't know. She gives me Britney vibes. That, like, something's,
not
like,
right.
controlling her.
Yeah.
Or, like, just isn't right.
Yeah.
Like... I don't know.
Yeah. It's just sometimes weird. And it's like that era of Disney Channel mm-hmm. was probably like the worst. Yeah. With like, I know this wasn't necessarily Disney Channel, but like Amanda Bynes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's in yeah. with like those that it's mm-hmm. like.
It makes me wonder if sad. The downfall of Disney was more lean towards the people that grew up with it realized it was very corrupt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I wonder if that did have an impact.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, like, of course there's, like, YouTube became popular. Right. Netflix became social an actual streaming services instead of a CD sent to your house. Right. So it's like, mm-hmm. I'm not gonna watch well, and Disney. Then I'm gonna watch
the other everything thing, else. And this is, like, a totally different conversation.
Okay.
Is, like, because I watched Disney mostly at my grandma's house.
Mm-hmm.
And at my house, we watched PBS Kids.
Yes,
I loved that PBS. Was like a lot of my childhood. It was mm-hmm. Disney Channel or PBS Kids, like Wildcrats mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. Word Girl and Martha Speaks.
I loved Word
Girl. I love Word Girl too. Oh, she was queen.
She was queen.
And the games. Did you ever play the computer game where it's like Word Girl and she saves the princess?
No, I was more of a Cool Math kid.
I liked
Cool Math. And like that one. It's another one, like, Cool Math. Mm-hmm. It was, like...
Oh, Friv?
Yes! Yes!
Yes! Oh, I loved Friv. That Dude. Was the best.
It honestly surprises me that Disney and Nickelodeon didn't, like, bank on that. Like, literally, they were advertising Club Penguin. Like, they knew we were playing on the family computer.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a game. And, like, right. I did have, like, the Hannah Montana DS game, which I still mm-hmm. have, mm-hmm. and I played this summer. It's really
I
hard.
Got my 3DS really out, too. Hard. I got my 3DS right back out, and I started playing the Princess Peach game.
Ooh, Princess Peach.
But, yeah, well, I mean, because then the whole thing with Club Penguin, and it shut down, and then it was yeah. rebooted, and then it was a little bit weird.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I want to keep talking, but we've hit the 30-minute mark, and it makes me sad.
I know.
I have more things. I want to talk about Disney XD. And
yes. Okay, we'll talk about Disney XD.
Yay!
This is just going to be a little bit longer of an episode.
This is going to be a longer episode.
Sorry.
Okay. There's not enough time to talk about all the things. Disney is a big topic.
It really is. And it, like, it's not even just Disney. It's, like, childhood.
Yeah.
And so it's like,
oh. Yeah. It's like, I want to bring up everything. It's
mm-hmm.
hard.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Disney XD. Go.
I freaking loved kicking it so much. I loved it. I loved it.
Do you want to know?
Olivia Holt and that guy.
Do you want to know a secret?
My true loves. I do.
I met Olivia Holt.
I want to punch you in the face. That's not fair.
In person.
That's not fair.
I have a picture with her.
That's not fair.
And she liked my Instagram post.
That's not fair.
I know. Because.
Do you know how old you were?
This was like 2 years ago.
Oh, I want to punch you in the face. You suck. Seriously?
Yeah.
You had to see her as your hot self now? Not as like an ugly 12-year-old?
Yeah. I was in New York. So I met her because she was performing on Broadway in Chicago as Roxy Hart. And I was
agape.
Yeah. I was in New York with my theater program. Funny enough.
Theater kid.
I am a theater kid, okay?
I'm a choir kid, it's okay.
But I was there, and we got, like, stage doors, and so where they, like, sign your stuff and, like, take pictures with you.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, I'm dressed up,
as
too,
you should be.
Which is, like, the best part about this. It's, like, I'm not wearing, like, some cute. Embarrassing outfit. Like, I'm looking great. And, like, she, like, came out and, took pictures, and then I mm-hmm. tagged her in my Instagram post,
mm-hmm.
and she liked it.
Aww.
I know, and she was so nice. I just love her so much.
Oh, I'm yeah. so jealous. She's
so I loved nice. It. But that's, she's like, one queen. Of the only celebrity encounters I've really had. But, yes, she was so sweet.
I'm so jealous.
I know. It's okay.
It's not fair.
I know, it's not fair, and I'm sorry, but, hey, next time, I'll take you with me.
Deal.
And we'll go and meet Olivia Holt together.
Deal.
I'll phone her up right now. I'll mm-hmm. say, hey. I'm just kidding.
I just realized we are missing a really big thing for our Disney topic.
What?
Bridget Medler, dude. She is an astronaut. She is a doctor. She is educated. Yes. She is so smart, and she is amazing, and she is doing great things, and she owns a company, and she's awesome, and I love her.
She is awesome. And shout out Lemonade Mouth.
Shout out Lemonade Mouth.
Yes, that was awesome.
That is one of my favorite movies ever. Lemonade Mouth. Lemonade Mouth.
No, because, and, like, the thing about Bridget is that she did not let them, like...
No.
Because she was, like, a good singer. Mm-hmm. She had some bangers.
She did.
And... She was like, I don't really want this.
Yeah.
She said, I have bigger aspirations. Like, whoa.
Yeah. She said, I'm not going to keep in acting. I'm really intelligent.
I'm actually just going to get, like, a PhD.
Right.
And, like, wipe the floor with everyone.
I'm just going to...
Like, oh, okay.
Become an astronaut.
Oh. Whoa. Whoa.
Okay. What? Okay.
And I love her for that so much.
And, like, especially, like, it just makes me so happy because, like, I imagine, like, my little self. Like, mm-hmm. looking up to all the actors and actresses mm-hmm. and being like, oh, I want to be like you when I grow up. And it's like, she is just like,
and then it's just
the
Bridget.
Beauty of it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh.
Wow.
It's not the fame. It's not mm-mm. any of that. It is, she is so successful and proud of herself. And mm-hmm. I am so proud of her. I can't believe we forgot about her. Oh my gosh. I'm glad we kept talking.
Because, like, she, like, made out of Disney.
She did.
She made it out of Disney more than, like,
anyone
else. So
anyone who's the most trapped in Disney though?
The most trapped in Disney? Oof.
I know I'm thinking.
I would honestly say
I kind of want to say Selena.
Selena. Yeah, that's
and
exactly
it's because
what
of Wizards
say.
And I'm so sorry. It's I love Selena.
Of the reboot, and it's just
it
like,
is.
Girl.
She should have said no.
Yeah, and it's like she hasn't done anything really outside of it
other than only murderers in the building.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen it, but I've seen clips in it.
I know.
Seems...
And it's like, man. Mm. Like, I loved her as a kid.
I love her so much.
I still love her now. But
I
it's
do.
It's just like, it's kind of heartbreaking a little
it
bit.
It is.
But, you know how it is.
But, like, spoiler, I guess. I saw a clip on TikTok the other day of the Wizards reboot. Mm-hmm. And it was Selena sacrificing herself for her daughter. So
what?
She, like, canonically died. Now, in the
what?
Wizards universe.
Yeah. They killed her off of her own show?
That's what I'm saying. And I'm like, is she now done?
What?
Or is she making it? Because if she stays with Disney after this, that's rough. That's like...
What?
Really rough. Yeah.
I did not know about that.
Yeah. No, it was like a whole thing. Like, she was like, she like cried, her and her daughter are crying. She hugs her and she's like, I love you. And then she pushes her into Justin and she runs into the portal. And it's like,
I can't believe she sacrificed herself for me.
Wow.
She's gonna sacrifice herself.
Oh, no. No. No, Ron, no.
Harry Potter will be an upcoming topic.
Upcoming. Do not worry.
Don't worry. All right. Well, we've gone way over.
Way over.
Way over. And we apologize, but thank you for sticking.
We do apologize.
Thank you for sticking with us.
But for the regular ending spiel, I wanted to say to you guys, The Farm Story came out last week, and I really, really hope you guys read it and enjoy it. I know I said that I wasn't sure when it was going to come out. It was kind of a surprise, but we were like, all right, we're happy with it. And I got it out. I'm so happy. But this week... I do have stories, technically.
Yeah.
Are any of them set in stone?
No.
No. Okay, I
have also...
Things keep happening.
A couple that I'm working on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But,
also
they're
set
like,
in stone.
Well, both of our stories are, like, progressing.
Right yeah.
And it's just like, okay, so
yeah.
Just keep your eyes peeled, and we'll have probably... We'll have definitely more information next podcast about our upcoming stories. We're just kind of getting ready again because we had a lot come out with everything. So
we did. The last month has been really, there's like story.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like the single grace period.
Right.
And then
so,
Veterans Day is going to pick it back up.
Yep. So we're kind of, and then for the holidays, we're just, we're regrouping this week.
We are.
We're preparing. So.
Yes,
keep your eyes out at tribuneandtimes.com for our stories on our website and on our social media.
Facebook and Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget about the Instagram.
Don't forget.
It's feeling lonely.
It's feeling really lonely. And we just made a highlight. And
and by we, I mean me.
And it was completely Chloe. I was really busy and Chloe got bored. So
played
on Instagram.
It was cute. But
it's really cute.
Yeah.
I loved it.
So be sure to check that out. Be sure to leave comments.
Absolutely.
Revisit
Subscribe
the polls.
To the paper.
Everything.
Everything.
All right. Well, try to make this outro a little bit short and sweet since the episode was quite long. So
sorry, guys.
We appreciate you guys for sticking around with us.
You do. If you stay till the end, thank you.
Yes.
We love you.
We will see you next time.
See you next time. Bye, guys.